your big dog. Let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. Well, I'll show you how a little dog, show you how a little dog can bear a bone. Uh-huh, let me show you. Let me show you. I dare you to let me show you. Let me show you how to bear a bone. Let me be a little dog till your big dog come home. Should I say, bow wow.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
I can't believe give you pictures and cards on non-holidays. And it wasn't because I was bored. I followed you from room to room with no attention. And it wasn't because I was bored. It was because I was loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time. There's a kick in you giving a hug, 'cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. Check out that rack of his. Look at that row of guitar necks, lined up like eager fillies, outstretched like legs of rockets. They don't know what they are in for, and they don't care, but I do. I thought you would wail on me like you wail on them, but it was just a Gucci coup. And meanwhile, I'm loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick in you giving up. 'Cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick in you giving up. 'Cause you know you don't like it when there's nothing to do. And I've been used so many times. I've learned to use myself in kind. I try to drum, I try to write. I can't do all the.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is DJ Mac. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free From Radio. And excuse my croaking frog voice. I have almost lost it, but it's still here. And the most important thing to kick off our show is our presidential address. Enjoy.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, that was the one and only, the Tony Monaco. And yeah, I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday morning. Did not lose their voices over the weekend. Luckily, did not lose mine, but, you know, close call. Close call between Spring Fling and many friends' dance shows and my own dance show. It's been oh my gosh, Tyler is here.
I'm here.
Oh my gosh, I'm turning on mic 4. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mic 4 is on.
I heard that you did the Tony Monaco station.
I did the Tony Monaco station ID, and when I was walking in, I thought you were here because Fiona Apple was playing, and I was like, oh my gosh, Tyler's here, it's great. But no, they just queued up Fiona Apple all by themselves, which is delightful.
All right, Rivendell.
I know. All right, Rivendell. Wait, can you speak into the mic really quick? I don't know if I can hear you.
Yes. Hello.
It's being problematic once again. Let's try mic 3.
Okay. Oh, much better.
That's
much
so
better.
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Why? Every week it changes.
Yeah, I don't get the changing part.
I don't either.
It's like if you're broken, just stay broken.
So, I'll put that on my little DJ check-in. Oh, I need to log into Spinatron. Do you want to talk while I log in?
Yes. Last night, Mac was in burlesque in a Scooby-Doo dance, and they were so beautiful.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So sexy. Brought the house down.
Yes, I was great looking, and we're keeping it PG.
Yes, exactly.
So good. Yeah,
and
it was lots of fun.
So good at dancing. It was so fun. I had a blast.
It was
so great seeing Marlene's creative energies applied
oh my
in
gosh.
Such a...
So good.
Like, I know they had a co-choreo, but it's one of those things, like, only Marlene could have made that, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, the
like,
plot.
It was so... The plot, the character development, the Scooby-Doo. Like, they were really true to the core of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. No, there were villains. There were heroes. There was a masked villain reveal.
There was a masked villain reveal. And it was none other than Tony Monaco.
Tony Monaco. Yeah.
Our station ID.
Our station ID.
A little suspicious, maybe.
That's so true. He keeps popping up in places that, should he be
maybe
there?
Maybe he shouldn't be.
Exactly.
I know.
Wow.
No, it was really amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was talking about how I nearly lost my voice from yelling for 3 straight days.
So the party afterwards was fun?
No, yes, that was fun. Yes, but yelling from spring fling.
Yes.
And then yelling from dress rehearsal, because that's the only time that, like, everyone gets to see what's going on, because we're all in the crowd and we're like,
Oh, I love that.
It's so much fun. It's like one of the most supportive communities I've ever been in.
I love that.
Yeah, like seriously, excellent people, excellent vibes. I would literally just be like vibing, walking around to and from different like, my dances, and people are like, you're so amazing. And I'd be like, whoa. And then you shout it back at them, and it's so wholesome.
I love it. And you do get to see the other dances, because I know you didn't last night.
Yeah, no, it was for dress rehearsal on Sunday night, which was really fun.
What's on your arm?
What is on my arm? There was some Sharpie tattooing.
Ah, very nice.
In the late eaves of the night. It's
classic.
Not permanent. It'll wash off, but my 2 a.m. quick shower after it was cold and raining did not do the trick.
2 a.m.?
It was more like 3, but yeah.
Oh, man. You're on not very much sleep.
I am not, but
probably
you know,
more sleep than other weeks, though.
No, maybe.
Sometimes you just don't sleep.
Sometimes I don't sleep. That is a good point.
But it was very brave of you to still come in. I feel
Thank
like
you.
Whenever,
Thank
usually when you don't get that much sleep, you just skip, which I would also.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I got some sleep versus no sleep, so.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Something. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Oh. Something's going on the computer over there.
Yeah, it's good. It just said The Desperate Hours are playing, which is apparently a song.
The Desperate Hours is the name of a show here at WMFO. I'm hoping somebody didn't accidentally tee up their automated show for what is most certainly our time.
Yeah.
That's strange. Was it like, how long was the track, did you see?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just
Hopefully
started playing
we don't get
and
an
I clicked stop.
That.
Well, it's our time, so we shouldn't
get an
email.
I know, the remote broadcasters are like so serious about their shows playing, and I get that. I'd be very frustrated if my show didn't play.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But, like, okay, somebody made a typo and their show played at the wrong time, and it's probably not going to play at the right time.
I know. They got a double, triple check. So you gotta measure twice.
Because, and for to enlighten those who aren't WMFO staff, don't know, the way the remote broadcasting works is you make your whole show on, like, an MP3 and upload it to Google Drive, and then just the file name that you type dictates when it plays. You type, like, you know, like, remote broadcast, and then, like, or you type, like, your show name, and then, like, the date, and then the time, and then the file, the computer, like, parses the file name that you give it, and, like, plays it at the date and time that you say. So, if you just make, like, a simple typo, it's over for you.
It's over.
I'm guessing that's what happened.
Yeah, no, it probably. Spring 2021 volunteer hours. Wait, that's...
Oh.
What?
They've just been reusing the same form because that's maybe really funny.
Oh my gosh, we have 18 listeners.
Whoa.
Hello, 18 friends.
Whoa. That's a lot of listeners.
That's a lot of friends.
It's a lot of friends. I don't know if I can handle. I might crumble under the pressure. Somebody called in. A stranger called in yesterday to say, whoa, that he was doing a good job.
That's really cute.
And to request a song.
Aww.
It was so nice. His name is Max. I'll never forget him. I don't think I've ever been told I was doing a good job by somebody besides, like, Epiphany on the radio. I'll and you.
I was like, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm here to support you.
I'm here to support you, too. You're doing a great job. Thank I you. Did mean Worst Boys Guild, specifically.
Yes.
Because, no, I don't really have people I know listen to that. I like.
Oh.
I don't really, like mention it to my show. Friends. I mean, all of my friends know when it is. Like, I don't, like, hide it from people, but I also know that our friends won't listen unless you, like, repeat
and
it and remind
them. And then you ask them about it, yeah.
Right. So, I just don't.
Yeah. I almost always had things running from 10 to 11 and 11 to noon.
It's a time when a lot of people have things. Like, yeah. It's sandwiched right, or it was right before work all semester.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess next week it won't be. But it overlaps with, like, the 10:30 to 11:45
yeah.
situation.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And I usually went climbing instead of going to my 10:30.
Nice. What was your 10:30?
It was experimental psych.
Okay, the one from the lab.
The one from the lab.
That you know, I don't have to go to. We were talking about this last night. We don't have to, like, go
we can
somewhere.
Actually,
after
stay
this.
Here.
We can stay here,
which is wild.
We could, like, go study together if you want.
I didn't bring any of my stuff, and I also have to get back for office hours. But yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Word. I remember, like, when our initial friendship was, like, after WFO, mm-hmm. we got, like, food, and it was, like,
yeah.
really cute. And we could revive that now for, like, 1 week. Except
yeah.
for I have a lot to do, so I was going to shift it to, like, we get coffee and study.
I was like, if you want to go to Kendall Avon, I think I have some meal swipes left.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So we should get breakfast.
Yeah. I'd love that.
Let's do it. Nice. I don't know how many I have left, but we'll figure it out.
I don't know how many I have left either.
Ooh.
Gonna be a little fun little game, but I know how much jumbo cash I have left.
Oh,
do you want to guess?
I think you said it was like 8 cents or something.
It's exactly 8 cents.
Heck yeah,
yeah,
I remembered.
Should I add like $50 in jumbo cash so that I can refund it?
No,
I'm
no.
a little bit below the refund threshold.
I feel like that's so much more trouble than it's worth.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. Like, it's a lot of effort.
It's
like,
8 cents,
yeah, but it's funny.
You're going working in fintech. You'll be okay.
Well, I want to give Tufts 8 cents more than they need.
No, I know, but I think you're going to be okay.
What do they do with the money? What are they going to do with my 8 cents? What are they going to buy with
it? I don't know. Maybe it'll go towards the... wait, can you, like, direct it? You're like, this needs to go somewhere.
Does Tufts have, like, petty cash? Like, does Tufts have, like, a petty cash drawer for the whole university?
I'm sure they do.
They, like, throw my 8 cents in there.
That would be really funny. But could, like, we, like, be like, hey, please fix the humanities buildings? Thanks.
With 8 cents.
You know, it's something.
But, it, you know, if everybody did that, they
exactly.
would have, like, not even a thousand, $500.
Yeah, I can't do math. You're the math guy.
Well, I don't think
hold
that
on.
That's right.
How much enrollment is there?
No, I'm right. It's about out of if 6,000 people each gave 8 cents, it would be about $500.
Yeah.
If all the graduating seniors did
Whoa.
That. Oh man.
Whoa.
Oh man. If
and
all the graduating
grad
seniors did
stuff.
That, it would be like $70.
Yeah.
So that, you know, something.
You know, it's something.
But
yeah.
Give me 8 cents off of my senior week tickets.
That would be funny. Yeah, I still need to get those. I mean, I know they go on sale today, but, like, I haven't thought about it. I should think about it.
Oh, my. Okay, something that's bad.
Uh-oh.
I still haven't gotten a cap and gown.
Oh, wait, I haven't either. Oops.
Oh, thank God.
I think I need to order mine from Amazon.
Okay.
Which is
Yeah, does the
terrible.
Bookstore, like, not have them anymore? Like,
no,
how does
they're,
that
like,
work?
$60 at the bookstore.
Oh, I'm just going to spend my mommy's money on that, I think.
That's fair.
Except I don't really, like, carry mommy's money. I don't have, like, a credit card of my mom's, but I'll just text her and be like, can I have $60?
That's, yeah.
and then it'll,
there's
it'll
also the possibility of Amazon has the same one for $25, which
so true.
Yeah,
so true.
I don't want to be spending money for Daddy Bezos because like right. ew.
But, right, but like that's a good deal.
But it's a good deal, and I feel like Barnes & Noble's owned by Amazon at this point.
Tufts just does like black, right? Like we don't have to worry about matching
the
color. Yeah,
no, it's literally black. I think it's a like a matte black.
I might hop aboard that train too.
Yeah, then. Let me know because like, yeah.
Yeah, because I have a hard time hitting shipping minimums on Amazon. I don't have Prime.
Oh, I have Prime.
My roommate has
well,
Prime
I don't
too.
Have Prime. My parents have Prime, and I'm gonna say, yes. Hey, can I borrow your Prime account for the shipping?
Yes, yes. I just if I really want something that's below the shipping minimum, I just get my housemate to order it.
Smart. Which one?
Ananya. Yeah. I don't think Izzy has Prime.
No, I feel like that's very anti-Izzy.
No, she does not seem like the type.
Well, she's got her. I'm forgetting what it's called. Oh, I got distracted. I was looking up who owns Barnes & Noble.
Who does own Barnes & Noble?
They own Paper Source.
Oh.
But I don't know who owns them.
Maybe no one. Maybe they're free.
Well, no. Nobody's,
maybe they're
nobody's
young,
free
wild,
under
and
capitalism.
Free. No owned. Not owned. That's true. That's
nobody's
true.
Free under capitalism.
That's true.
An American bookseller. I'm looking up the Wikipedia. This is great. 614 retail stores across 50 states. Whoa. That's wild.
Ooh.
Oh my god, wait. They opened in 1932? What? What? Oh my god, they own Sparknotes.
Oh, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
That does, but yikes. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Nook and Spark Notes and Sterling Publishing. I don't know what that is.
I was thinking, this is only semi. Like my friends and I were talking recently about the ownership structure of like Disney Plus, like how many people or how big of a conglomerate Disney is now.
Gotcha.
And since then, I've been thinking about. I finally found it on Google. I finally found the AOL, Time Warner, PepsiCo, Viacom, Halliburton, Skynet, Toyota, Trader Joe's joke from BoJack Horseman.
What?
They just are constantly talking about how like other companies are
right.
getting bought out by
right.
AOL, Time Warner, PepsiCo, Viacom, Halliburton, yep. Skynet, Toyota, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And that's like that's probably the situation Barnes and Noble is in too. If I would have
yeah.
to imagine.
Yeah. Yes, I forgot about that.
I
got
like,
through it like one time and I was like, this was a fever dream.
Oh,
never
great.
Again.
It's a great show.
Yes. It is a great show with a character you can really hate.
Yes.
Like, yikes.
Yes. This fandom wiki article.
Fandom? Just, oh my gosh.
I'm on fandom. That's where I finally found it. But they're talking about how over season 5 and then season 6 the name
yeah.
develops. So it becomes Disney, Fox, AT&T, AOL, Time
oh
Warner, PepsiCo, Viacom, Halliburton, Skynet, Tudor, Trader Joe's. And then by season 6, it's Philip Morris, Disney, Fox, AT&T, AOL, Time Warner, PepsiCo, Viacom,
wait,
well,
how
Skynet,
did,
Tudor, Trader Joe's.
Oh my god. How
it
did
grows.
Trader Joe's factor into that?
They bought out Trader Joe's. Wouldn't
oh
it be cool
God,
if
no.
you worked? Wouldn't it be cool if you like worked for Halliburton but got like free Trader Joe's?
Oh, I just want to like. I just want to work at Trader Joe's.
Well, then you would be working at Halliburton.
No, I don't even know what that is.
I think it's a defense company, but I'm not
oh.
sure.
Oh, gross.
I don't actually know though. I have to Google it. Because I'm not aware of world events.
Wow, my whole queue got all weird.
Oh, it's an energy industry.
Gross.
Geothermal development program.
Okay.
Fracking.
No.
It's an American multinational corporation responsible for most of the world's hydraulic fracturing
no.
operations. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Well, what are you gonna do?
No, but my Trader Joe's.
Not Trader Joe's.
Not my Trader Joe's.
Well, it's okay. So far, that's just a thing in the BoJack Horseman universe.
Okay, but still.
It could happen.
I know. I feel like that's far too close to happening.
Probably.
Ugh. Ugh. No. I'm just gonna be sad about that. What is happening on IQ? Wow. Okay. Here we go. I feel like I should just start playing background music.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna play our, I'm gonna find a PSA.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. PSAs, here we go. No, I don't wanna do PETA.
No,
high
not
blood
the
pressure.
PETA.
It's a minute long. I've done the wildfire. Butt disposal fire safety.
But.
Ha ha.
Little butt disposal.
I think
it's cigarette butts.
It is cigarette butts, but I think that's the one.
But I think that's the one we're going with.
Are you
okay.
ready?
I'm ready.
I'm turning it on. Get ready for your ears, because it attacked us last time.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Wow.
Wow. That was very detailed.
That was very detailed.
Kudos to them.
Yeah. Yeah. The Boston accents were sending me.
I love the Boston accents. It's like...
It was like my neighbors were talking.
It's like they're not even doing it on purpose. That's
no,
just their accent.
It was just there.
It kills me that Boston accents are real.
I know. Like, it was just a bit in, like, some movies.
Right, and then they, like, brought it to life.
And now it's
just in time for me to move here, I assume.
Yeah, I know. It's just for us.
It's just for us.
Isn't that special? That, my 7th grade home ec teacher.
Yes.
Who had a really thick Boston accent, who was incredible, and she called everyone turkeys. And she didn't accept... She was a home ec teacher, so she did all the cooking, and so kids would, like, obviously, like, make her food. And she'd be like, no, I can't take it, because I can't have to fit out the door in June.
She was
iconic. She retired, I think, when I left.
Oh, congrats
the
to her.
I mean, she's been retired for, like, 10 years now, but yeah.
Oh.
Or not 10. How many years?
I'm going to say, how long have you been in college?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years.
Wait,
was this
on.
Middle school? Seventh
yeah, middle
grade,
school.
Right.
Yeah, so she was out. Okay. Aww. Yeah, she got out. She got out while she could.
I hope her retirement has been
unfruitful. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go. I think this is Ox too. It's gonna be just in the background lightly.
Beautiful.
Serenading us. Yes. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, we can still hear us nicely over this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Epiphany texts if we should adjust the volume. She might not even be listening today. I think she went to a party last night.
That's so valid.
It is very valid. You also went to a party last night.
I did. But you know, I'm here.
But you're here.
Very
but
important
it is your
stuff.
Show. You are the host.
Oh, it's my goodness. Different. Thank you.
Thank you.
Halja. Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm hosting a show versus listening to...
Listening is a little more like, okay, you can sleep through it.
Yeah,
doesn't,
you can.
Doesn't matter.
Nobody. Oh my gosh, I thought of something to talk about on my walk over.
Ooh.
Which is, there are so many orange Subarus in my neighborhood. Specifically orange Subarus.
I love, like, the bright orange one. Like,
I know.
That specific orange that
they're
do.
They're so good.
They look so nice.
I know. I'm like, that is, like, awaiting to, like, be pulled over for absolutely anything, but also I love it.
You think so? Just because it's
yeah,
orange?
Yeah, because it's bright colored.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, red cars are more likely to get pulled over than, like, other cars.
Oh, I drove a red car in high school. Only got pulled over a few times, but it's because my taillights were out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I had, like, a chronic, like, taillight issue for the last, like, 8 months that I had in my car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a large part of why I was like, I'll just sell this when I move away.
Yeah.
Also, because it's not like I was going to bring that to Boston.
No, you don't want a car in Boston. No. You really don't.
Even once I was an upperclassman and, like, would have thought about bringing a car, like, the heating and AC both weren't very strong.
No, that's not it for your...
Right. Exactly.
That's really not it. You got to have the heating.
People?
AC important, but heating, you would suffer.
I would be driving in my coat. It would be cute.
And gloves.
And gloves.
And a little hat.
It
would be pretty cute.
It would be pretty cute. Our graffiti segment, people are like really ferociously still writing on the red paint. Even including somebody writing.
I know.
Stop writing on the red. On the red.
Oh, there's new things.
No, that's what I mean. There are new things.
Oh, someone drew over PG-13 items.
Yes, and... There's like an elephant at the bottom that's like admittedly pretty good.
Oh, that's cool.
But that's new. Evil Jumbo is
the caption.
Evil
Jumbo?
It's Evil Jumbo.
Oh.
So it's the wall.
Oh yeah,
update.
That's a pretty good jumbo. He looks very peaceful.
He's got a little like angry eyebrow happening.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
I think my eyes are going because I can't. Oh, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I should get my eyes checked while I'm still on my parents' insurance.
You should. Well, you'll probably still be on your parents' insurance for... No?
No, I get kicked off when I turn 23, which is October.
Oh, you're old. I forget that you're like a year older.
Yeah. I'm decrepit and seniorly.
Did you... Like, why are you a year old? Like, an October birthday, I guess, you just could have gone either way.
Yeah, I could have been
like,
really young.
Old.
For my grade, or I could have been old, and I was very small. So my parents were like, hey, one more year of preschool, which they called young fives.
Oh.
So yeah. I literally was just chilling with a bunch of other 4 to 5 year olds who were like, not ready for, what is it called, elementary school?
That's adorable.
Yeah.
If only there weren't grades in kindergarten, they could have just had you do kindergarten twice.
That's what my mom did. She's the same way. She's also an October birthday. So she did kindergarten twice.
Because kindergarten's not, like, real school. Like,
No. You
don't have to take kindergarten.
Like, they've got nap time.
They've got nap time. And, like, you don't have to take... Like, people with stay-at-home moms often, like, don't do it, right? You can just wait.
Yep.
They should let you do the opposite. They should let you take it twice.
Oh, yeah. They should. But, like, there's the issue now. There's, like, over-enrollment in all the schools and stuff, so they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
But kindergarten is so fun. I would have loved to take it twice.
Mine was, like, hectic. It was crazy. But, yes, most of the time, it sounds nice.
It's a lot of, like, reading books.
Mine absolutely adored her, and it was great. But, like, the teacher I had, Senora Lisa, because I was in Spanish.
Yes, I remember
literally
that,
showed
yes.
up first day of class, and they were like, only Spanish, and I was like, I don't know Spanish, but it worked out.
It did work out.
That worked out.
Sounds wild, because even like ESL students get like a class in English.
Yeah, we didn't get any English classes until like we get like an hour a week in third grade.
In third grade.
Yep, because that's when you have to start taking the like state tests.
Well, like I just mean, couldn't they have at least taught you like done a little remedial Spanish like? This person's never spoken Spanish before.
Oh,
like ESL
English.
Students get like an English class.
Oh, yeah.
So they can acclimate.
Oh, no. Like,
shouldn't you have gotten
this
a Spanish class so you could acclimate?
I mean, this was that. It was just immersion. They just like dumped us in.
Immersion. They just go for it.
Yeah.
I guess it worked out, but oh man.
Yeah, it worked out.
Oh man. Feels a little mean.
I mean, it was fine. I don't remember most of it.
Fair.
Yeah.
Remember, like, the first couple months just being like...
I don't know. Like, I can say it with confidence that it was better than first grade, because the teacher liked me.
Okay. Like, teacher's like, I can't talk to this one, but I like this one. I like this one's facial expressions and gestures. I like the gesticulating.
Yeah, this little, like, baby queer. This
right.
one. This one.
This one.
This one's
a little
like, 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
I was very small.
I was very small as a kid, too.
I think I was, like, in the, like, 5th to 10th percentile for,
I was
like, the longest
fifth.
Time. Yeah.
Yep. I was in the 5th, and then after my puberty growth spurt, I clawed up to the 20th.
Whoa.
I think.
Nicely done.
And now I'm in like the second, now that I'm a boy. Mm. Just because if you measure me against boys, I'm in like the, not even the second, I'm in like the half a percent. It's not looking good for me out here.
It's all right. But it's okay. I don't know. I feel like I've talked about this a lot, and this is like half of my personality, but like I was very short until college.
I remember you grew during college.
Yeah,
right?
I've grown like 2.5 inches.
That's crazy. I want that for me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know, sending you those vibes.
Thank you. I think it's a little late now.
It, you know, yeah.
But that's what they said about 18-year-old. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you're girl, if you're estrogenated, you're supposed to stop growing at like 16, right?
I mean, my mom grew in college. So.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, doctors say you're supposed to stop growing at 16, but that's not the case for many people.
It's lies.
It seems like they just don't know what's going on.
No, they really don't. They're like, you know, the average spread. And I was like, but I'm different.
But I'm built different.
But I'm not like other girls.
Or rather, I am building different.
So true. So true. Well, like, I'm going to turn Paramore down a little bit. It's taken over.
Haley deserves it.
Oh.
She's great. No, I'm kidding. You can leave her wherever you want. But
that doesn't
I love
sound
this
very, like,
music.
Feminist. Just leave her wherever.
Leave her wherever you want.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a feminist show, is it?
One could try.
We would much rather it be a feminist show.
Yes. But not the turf kind of feminist.
I just don't think, like, it's funny that they still get to be called feminists after all the, like, I mean, you just come up with a different, meaner label.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like TERF is great.
TERF is great.
Like, the acronym, ugh.
Yes.
Just, like, calling someone a TERF, I'm like, yes.
TERF.
I mean, do I want to have to call anyone that? Absolutely not. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You could have done, like, TERF FM.
Oh, my God. That would have been so much. We still can.
TERF FM.
If, you know, if I get a time slot over the summer, you can call in for that.
Yes. We should get, like, a midnight slot, a midnight
sub.
Oh,
my gosh,
and
yes.
TERF FM. It's like a...
Or, like, a 10 p.m. or something.
Dark underbelly.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Die FM's, like, evil alter ego.
So true.
TERF FM.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we should do, like, the counterpart, but, like, it's not late enough if we do 8 p.m.
Right.
So we should do 10 p.m. or, like, 11 or midnight. You're right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so croaky. I sound like a frog. Ribbit.
Cheering for people at Burlesque was so nerve-wracking last night because I don't really have control over my voice. Or, like, I don't know how to, like, do loud and without my voice cracking.
Yeah.
So it was like... See, I'm scared that I'm scared that my voice is gonna. I don't know when it's gonna crack.
Like
I know what usually works.
Yeah.
But I don't have a feel for like, is this gonna be pushing my voice too hard or not?
Yeah.
But I'd be like, woo,
yeah.
Yes. And it was awkward.
Yeah. No, it's so fine. You were there, and you were supportive, and you were cheering.
I was there. I got to make Izzy laugh by walking in and, like, sitting down and clearing my throat and, like, and, like, taking my glasses out of their case. Like,
Izzy would love
this.
I love that. Oh, my gosh.
Very well.
Who did you sit with?
It was Grace and Emmeline, me, Izzy, Will.
Nice.
Yes.
Very fun crew.
And then Izzy did not hang out to say hi to people. Oh. Like, we left and then she just, like, went home.
She ran.
But... I mean, she was right, because, like, half of our dance didn't even, like, Bailey, Marlene, Kaden, all just, like...
Well, Marlene was running all the stuff, so they had to, like, get back to the room that we were being held in.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know...
And Kaden follows Marlene.
Yes, and yes. I was just like, I want to say hi to people. Well, I gotta say hi to you.
Yeah.
It was like, Will and I were so awkward, because we were, like... standing out there, and then, like, everybody else had, like, grouped up with their, like, everybody else's friends had come out, so everybody else had grouped up with their friends, and we were just, like, still looking for you guys. It's embarrassing.
Well, you found us.
We found you and Steph and John and Audrey.
Yeah, because I like said like super quick highs like when I was like running out to like M and a couple others, and then like ran and like put like my pants on.
Nice.
And then came back out.
John and Audrey were so good. They were so cute together too.
I think they're adorable.
And Audrey looked great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was.
And Jay had little tassels, which I absolutely adored.
Yes. Is it Jay now?
That's John. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
John's little tassels killed me. They were so cute.
They were so good.
I was thinking about that. Like, would burlesque let like a pre-surgery trans man be shirtless for
as
a burlesque
long as
dance,
your nipples are covered? Yes,
but that's the thing. Like post-surgery trans men wouldn't have to cover their nipples. So like, why should I?
Yeah, that's some cis sexism for you.
Right. Like I could join burlesque just to make a whole stink about it.
Honestly, go for it.
I honestly, my overshare is I like don't feel really much urgency about getting top surgery.
Nice.
But and I still would really love to be able to go shirtless, but that's just like everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
Like it's unfortunate that everybody else has an issue with it.
I'm sorry.
If people
you should go shirtless.
I should. If people weren't gonna be all like weird about it, I absolutely would.
Yeah.
But I know that they would be weird about it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying burlesque, like what are they gonna do?
Like probably nothing.
If I joined burlesque and I was like, I'm going to be shirtless for this dance, like what would they really look me dead in the face and be like, no?
I mean, yeah, that's
no,
a good
ma'am.
Question. Oh.
Ugh. Put on your little put on a bra.
No. Mm mm. Strap that back on. We're not no bra burning here.
Click. That's not what the sound of bra makes. That's not
no,
bra class don't make a sound though, so I had to pretend.
Yeah, well it's a little click and then you get the little like lock and key and then throw the key.
Oh.
And they're like, no, we have to make sure this stays on.
Well now that's burlesque. Now that's
oh
little
okay.
Hair tuck.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness. What have I opened?
What can of worms have you opened? Anyways, that could be my big like political stance.
That could be your moment.
Like, I want my nipples out in front of 600 people.
You should do it.
It's too late now.
Well, there's a naked quad run, which not be participating in.
Are they bringing it back?
There's been rumors of like a clothed like PG-13 naked quad run.
Wait.
Like semi-clothed.
When?
I don't remember.
Because it used to be like in the fall. It used to be like in the first snow of the year.
Yeah.
They were going to bring it back like for finals or something.
I think so. I'm not totally sure when it was. I saw rumors on the cursed.
On side chat?
Yeah.
So I want to do naked quad run.
Yeah,
it's a great idea. I'll do naked quad run shirtless. That sounds...
I will do wearing clothing. And I don't really want to see, you know, everything out, but I will support my besties, I guess.
Yeah.
Yay.
I just think Netflix should make an original movie about my fight to be shirtless in burlesque.
You should propose
like,
it.
He faced so much opposition. It was so brave. An activist.
And he did it.
And then the movie ends with me like hands on hips.
Yeah. Bare chested. As you should.
With my like one little chest hair.
Yes. It's just there. It's poking out. Saying hello.
Yeah. It'd be cute.
It would be really cute.
It would be like tall girl kind of. Like that's the energy I'm going for. Or like lemonade mouth is the energy I'm going for.
I've never seen lemonade mouth.
I've only seen parts of it. But I know the energy. You know the energy. It's like impact.
Yeah.
Like really for like they really want to make an impactful movie and it's just not,
it kind of falls short.
Right.
I feel like Tall Girl was kind of a silly premise.
Tall Girl was a silly premise. Short Boy,
yeah, see that would
have been a better premise.
See short trans boy, that's a better trend.
The problem is nobody makes body positivity for men.
Yeah,
becoming a man has been so crazy because like I was used to being a woman. It was like, no matter what you worry is wrong with your body, some people would be like, love yourself. Like, it's so okay. Like, mm-hmm. tall women are sexy. Like, mm-hmm. women with XYZ trait are sexy. Mm-hmm. And with men, like, they don't have body positivity for men. For yeah. men, it's just like, I'm sure in women are like, yeah, that's gross.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? I think that's going to be, like, the thing that I invent is, like, body positivity for boys.
You should do it.
I think we should tell men that they're sexy.
Sure.
You, like, not to me personally, but...
You are very sexy. Yes. I was like, I don't know how much of this I can say on the radio, but yes.
Yes.
I love you. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. You're my fiance. Stop. Of yeah. course you're going to say all this. Of course you're going to say all this. We're engaged.
But still.
Stop.
I still don't have a ring for you.
Oh, man. I don't have a ring for you either.
Well, I engaged. I proposed to you. So, like, I need to bring you the ring.
I've been trying to make this, like, clasp onto itself, but it doesn't. There's no clasp. I've just been fiddling with it.
Bummer. What is that? Is that something like earring or
it's
something?
It's like a length of chain that is not, like, it's, like, weirdly, like, full, like, doubled over on itself.
Okay.
It's got a lot going on. Okay. I think I'm going to throw it away when we
Gotcha.
It's missing a link, too.
Oh, no. Not the missing link.
Not the missing link.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
Body positivity.
Yes.
Feels great.
Yeah. So, Piff, if you're listening...
If you're listening, you know, I don't think she is. She would have texted me.
That's so fair. But I'm in love with you, and if you ever break up with Piff, hi.
Oh, little competition.
No, not competition.
Couple people fighting for my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in love with you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. My co-host, my bestie, and my fiancé. Oh my god!
This is what a few seasons of co-hosting have gotten us to.
I know.
How could you co-host for half of college and not end up in love?
So true.
It's like not possible. Like
no,
the
that's
radio
not possible.
Station is just the most romantic place.
It really is, especially with all the, you know, stuff on the ceiling and walls.
There's one that I want to read that I can't.
Could you read part of it, but not?
Blank slap guy.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. I love that. I was thinking about that. The mind over bladder gets me every time.
Mind over bladder is really good. I wish they hadn't written it backwards.
Well, it's forwards when you're sitting in the prime DJ spot.
Ah, I see.
When you're on the booth.
But whenever I'm sitting in the prime DJ spot, I think the forward is like going towards me.
That's a good point.
Like mind on that wall.
Oh yeah, like reading it like a street like when you're driving a car.
Yes.
And it does that thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the subtitles that somebody added on later is the more you gotta pee, the better it's gonna be.
They didn't have to be that brave.
I just don't think that an hour is that long to wait to pee. But if you like run here from something else, don't.
If you already have to go when you get in here, bad. But otherwise, no.
There's been many a time, though, that I've just put on, like, a 4 or 5 minute song and went for it.
Run, yeah.
And then as long as the phones don't ring, you're fine.
Yeah. That's a very good point. So.
Anyways, I am pro radio DJ.
Yes.
I am great radio DJ. I leave the room during my DJ set.
Briefly. It's for a pee break, which I think you're allowed.
I think so. I think I'm allowed to.
Oh. Hey there, dumpy. It's a dump truck.
I don't know if people can hear it through the radio. It's been like...
Yeah.
I don't think they can. I always think that they can, but I can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know either. But there was a dump truck.
There was a dump truck. It made a little clatter.
It was making...
It went over a bump.
It was clapping.
It was clapping.
The dumpy was clapping.
Now who's not PG?
Hey, that wasn't saying anything specific. That was a dump truck
making
noises.
Making noises for the whole block to hear.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ugh. I'm debating on whether or not it would be acceptable for me to email my professor who I'm supposed to meet at some point between 10 and 11, be like, hey, so I know you also have office hours on Friday, and you were saying today was going to be busy because your other students have an exam. Can I just meet you on Friday?
So, to clarify, you, like, it is her office hours, but you arranged a meeting, like, you told
her.
No,
I didn't officially arrange a meeting. So, yesterday in class, I was like, hey, would love to come to your office hours, like, sometime this week or something, like, need an extension, basically. I might be taking an incomplete. Yeah, crying. It's fine. It's not a class that I need to graduate.
Okay.
And I've got like 30 pages of writing.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could also just try to push it to like the last day of finals.
Which is, yeah,
that's
what
like
I want.
Over a week from now.
I want to talk with them about. I also have two other big papers due between now and then, is the problem.
I have one paper and I'm probably going to ask for a second extension on it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, that's fine. It's senior spring.
I'm not as brave and strong as you.
No, you can do it. I believe in you.
I mean, part of it, so it was due, like, originally due Monday midnight,
mm-hmm.
and spring fling was that weekend, and I was like, can I have an extension until Wednesday? It was like, 48-hour extension is already pretty significant, that'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
But then, my, like, capstone partner is having a, not a family emergency, but, like, one of his close friends is having an emergency.
Oh, no.
So, basically a family emergency.
Yeah.
And so, it's been, like, I've been spending more time on capstone than anticipated during the time that I should be writing my paper.
I think that's a super valid excuse.
And I might just add, the problem is my professor specifically warned me. He's like, I can give you until Wednesday, but not much after that because senior grades are due and I need time to grade things.
But how long is the paper?
It's like 8 pages. But okay. I might just ask
here's
him
the,
to like...
Here's the thing. Senior grades aren't... I mean, this is not to disrespect like professors and like how much time it takes them to do stuff. Like...
Yeah.
That's also important, but I will also say senior grades aren't due till the 16th.
I know, and this is an English class, so it's not like, with a comp sci class, they need all of the grades in time to, like, calibrate the grade. Like, they, like, weight the grades after they know everybody's final grade for the course. With an English class, I feel like they don't do that at all. I feel like they just, like, read the paper
there's like,
and then read the vibes and then give you your grade.
It's like, there's, like, objective grammar rules. Do you follow those?
Right.
And then there's the subjective part of, like, well, do I like it?
Especially because a final paper, like, the actual assignment isn't graded. It just, like, factors heavily into your semester grade.
Yeah, then...
So they're just reading this paper and being like, is Tyler smart?
The answer is yes.
Thanks.
My fiancé is brilliant.
Stop. Thank you.
Yes.
I might ask until Thursday, 5 p.m.
Okay.
Because we're sending pub with Izzy Thursday night.
Are we doing karaoke?
I hope so.
Oh my gosh.
I hope so. Because asking till Thursday midnight would be useless. Because I'll be at pub.
Yeah.
But I could ask until Thursday, 5 p.m. It's just, I'm really like, I'm sorry. I know you specifically warned me not to ask for more extensions, but here
is,
I am. LOL.
This is an emergency.
This is an emergency. It's not my emergency, but it's an emergency that has certainly affected my ability to write this paper.
Exactly.
So
I'm literally asking for extensions. So I was like, hey, yo.
Tired.
Mental health is in the gutter.
Yeah.
We're doing great now.
I'm okay, good. I was gonna ask.
No, we're doing great now.
You were very like frazzled last week.
I was very frazzled last week. I'm doing all right now.
Good.
Yeah.
But that still means that you're behind on
it. I've got all the stuff I need to catch up from like weeks and maybe a month of schoolwork. But it's okay because I am vibing now.
I'm glad you're vibing now, feeling better, ready to just like do as much as you can, do your best, and then what happens happens, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, I'm gonna get in what I can.
And you're gonna graduate.
I will graduate. If it's now or if it's in August, I will graduate.
Yeah, is there anything you need to take an incomplete on that you do need to graduate?
The only thing I think I might would be my Psychology of Fear class.
Ooh, that's a cool class.
Which I'm afraid of. It is really cool.
It's a really good class, then.
That I'm afraid of, yeah. It's really funny. Fear for my psycho-fear class. No, it's not actual fear. It's just I feel bad because I'm letting myself and the professor down.
Oh, I feel that. That's like in humanities classes, I usually end up with good grades, but honestly, that's the reason I'm... Because a paper is so embarrassing.
It is. You're like, this is a trash fire. I am so sorry.
like, I'm a, like, right. Like, if I write a paper, I don't think it's good. My concern, especially freshman year, it's become mm-hmm. more like, it's become more like, I don't care about the professor. Let me just, like, try to get the grade that I want. Freshman year, it was like, I don't even care about my grade. I just, like, feel bad that this person I respect is going to, like, read my bad writing.
Literally garbage. I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, my psych of fear of professor. I feel so bad. Like, I have turned in subpar work the entire semester.
Mm.
Like, you're a queen, and I am so sorry.
Yeah. No, I've been there with classes. This paper is probably going to be like that. This paper I have to write for English class is going to be like, even if it's probably not, like, coherent, I will still just, like, get the word count and turn it, because I just don't want to deal with it.
Unfortunately, I think I need to do that for that class. That, or it's, I'm graduating in August, so.
I think, yeah, and it's too bad that you're going to grad school, because, like, honestly, in a pinch, if you weren't going to grad school, in a pinch, you could just, like, the one that you don't need to graduate, you could just fail it.
Oh, I'm not gonna fail anything, but yeah.
You're not gonna fail anything. But like, I could graduate.
I'll take like the D and just not do the final project kind of a thing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But Grad school.
I know, like even for my other stuff I'm like eek. Squeaking through.
I have a friend who once was like, he just like couldn't do a paper, and he just sent like a bulleted list of what he was thinking about writing, and was like, I'm sorry, and took like a C. And so he still passed, and it still counted towards his major.
Yeah.
But he took like a C in the class.
I was like,
would not want to do that.
No, but I don't want to do that.
Sometimes you really gotta.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. I'm hoping I will have a little bit more than a bulleted list. It's currently at a bulleted list.
I'm sure it's a 30-page paper.
No, this is, so I've got a 15-page paper for fear, and then I've got a 15-page paper for my other seminar, plus a late paper that's 5 pages.
For the 15, but you could just come in at, like, 12 pages on both of those, you know?
Yeah, that might be the move.
Just kinda, yeah.
Scrape by and be like, hey.
Hey, bestie.
Just, like, yeah. We'll see.
I
think it is time for our second station.
Yes. Oh, man.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. A little Tony Monaco to send us off. We're done with undergrad classes, which is absolutely crazy. Wild. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I don't like that I have to do finals mostly.
Yeah, I know. It's terrifying.
It is.
Okay, where is he? Tony Monaco, you ready? Prepare your ears.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
Yes.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. I wonder how many takes that took him.
3.
Okay. I feel like that's a solid number. But, like, he just seems like he, like, says it with such gusto. He's like, yeah.
Tony Monaco.
He's like, I am the chief. I am doing great.
He is. He yeah. is.
Yeah.
I just realized the professor I'm getting the extension from is the one that I turned in a paper to on December 23rd, 2021.
Incredible.
So, and that's the other reason that I feel bad asking for extensions, because I always ask him for extensions.
Well.
It is what it is.
At least you're consistent.
Anyways, that's a tangent. I'm Tyler.
And this is Mac.
And you're listening to the AFM.
And this is 91.5 Medford, Test Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great show. See you next week. We're doing this next week, right?
Yeah.
Next week might be our last show.
I know. Isn't that wild?
I think next week is our last show, right?
I think so. Like, officially, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Well, we can be sad about that next week.
We can be sad about that next week. We're going to delay that until next week.
We've got 30 seconds.
I've got automation on. It's just not, you know,
okay, noise. Perfect.
Yeah. So, like, it's ready. It's going.
Yeah, I guess it's a remote show after us, right? Because we've never seen anybody come in.
I think one of the weeks is someone who's in person, and then another week is just not. I think it's empty.
Just nobody.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Catch you guys. It's great not having to, like, run out for
something. I know. We don't have to, like, sprint out and, like, get over.
Anyways.